Warrior Sound on the scene in Miami. And last year we were here, Tim Roy and I, and we sat down on the veranda. It's a little windier today as the clouds are coming in, and they're expecting some rain here in Miami. The Warriors got in from Charlotte late on Monday night, have this Tuesday to kind of rejuvenate just a bit and then get ready for a back-to-back. It'll be against the Heat on Wednesday night here in Miami, and then it's on to Orlando for a game against the Magic on Thursday before this trip wraps up in Philadelphia. But Tim, we're here and we're doing this again. It's deja vu all over again, kind of like being in Charlotte for All-Star and then getting to Charlotte last night for the game. But that game last night, when you're seeing the way that the starters all with double-digit scoring nights, you're seeing some really great things, and then you're seeing some things that do need to clean up a bit.
Well, first of all, last year at this time, we were watching Wolf Blitzer walk by. That's number one.
The Situation Cabana.
Exactly. He wanted to be near Mar-a-Lago, so you know he came down on assignment, so to speak. No, last night was really, really interesting because it was the first time I can remember in recent Warrior history where at one point in the game, four of the five starters were in double figures, and the only one who wasn't in double figures was Steph Curry. So that, in a way, that's a good sign because that's what you want if you're one of your star scorers is not going well. But it was, to me, it was all about DeMarcus in Charlotte because he looked relaxed, he looked comfortable. He was reactive and instinctive. He was not thinking. Kevin Durant told us that after the game that he was making his moves like a basketball player, basically. That he wasn't thinking about, now I pass the ball over here. He was just doing it. And that's a sign. That's a step in the right direction. I think we all tend to gloss over a little bit about guys coming back from injuries or guys fitting in with a team. That takes time. It takes a few weeks. And I think that DeMarcus still has a lot of upside to get to yet in his stint with the Warriors.
Nice to see another game in Charlotte at the Spectrum Center. The staff there doing a great job during All-Star Weekend. The whole city of Charlotte really coming together in a nice way to be very welcoming. Southern hospitality, if you will. The epicenter right there downtown by the Spectrum Center, host to a lot of the All-Star events. And the folks there at the arena doing a nice job making it a really great All-Star Weekend. And there was other events that were taking place around the city. I went to an event where it was the rec center where Stephen and Seth first started playing basketball in the Police Activities League. And Del Curry was there talking about how, you know, believe it or not, I once wanted to be a police officer. That's what he said. Here, listen into that for a second.
It's kind of full circle for us because, Seth, 22 years ago, on a Saturday, we'd walk through that door, and this is where the boys started their basketball career, right here on this floor, through the park and recs department, coming here every day, working on their game when they were this high, not knowing what it would lead to, but they finally continued to work, got better, and now they're in the NBA. So thank you to everybody who helped put this together. It's what we want to do. We want to leave lasting legacies here in Charlotte. We're so grateful to be involved in the NBA. And I want to tell the kids, when I was growing up, I didn't have a place like this. I shot in my backyard, but I wanted to go into law enforcement. I don't know if anybody knew that. That was my goal, to go in law enforcement. I used basketball as a tool to get my education and get my degree.
That's Dell at this rec center where they did this outdoor court refurbishment, the Curry Family Foundation. And so many events during All-Star Weekend, and always nice to talk with the patriarch of the Curry family, Del Curry. And that's something that you have on Beyond the Arc on 95.7, a nice conversation with Del Curry coming up.
Yeah, it's a good conversation. We talked a little bit about the Hornets and they're right around 500 almost the entire year, and so they're battling for a playoff spot. We got into the All-Star Weekend a little bit. We also, had a chance to talk a little bit about the Curry royalty family now spreading out into the Rivers family. So always great to talk with Dell, one of the great gentlemen around the game. And as I try to remind people all the time, Steph is going to be the best shooter the NBA has ever seen, but Dell was really, really good.
It was a whirlwind. We had a great time. So proud of what the city of Charlotte did to host the All-Star Weekend. Saw the grandkids, all the family. But as soon as it was over, with the 4 days off, the Hornets didn't play till Friday. Me, my wife, and daughter got a chance to go out of town, suck up some sun. So I'm fully recovered, ready to go for the second half.
And not just the Rivers family, but the Lee family involved in this as well. Another guest on Beyond the Arc, as our own Damian Lee on the Warriors, has married Sadell Curry, Stephen and Seth's sister, Del and Sonia's daughter, and this is truly a real family story.
You need a flow chart. But for Damian Lee, it's really about his journey and what he's doing and working hard to become a really good NBA player. And I think he's trying to do that. He's working hard. He's listening. And, in fact, one of the things we got to in our interview on Beyond the Arc was I asked him about, you know, when he comes up to the main club from Santa Cruz and he's working with Golden State, you know, what does he take from watching guys like Steph and Clay and KD go to work?
You know, it's dope. You know, it's just a lot of symmetry. You know, we all come from different walks, but you know, all be in the same path and the same journey, and all go through it together. It's amazing.
And again, the interview with Dell and Damian in full, both can be heard on 95.7 The Game, 7 p.m. in the Bay Area. 95.7 The Game is the radio station where we have not just the games that Tim calls, but this great show, Beyond the Arc, that we're putting in the spotlight here on Warrior Sound. And one more item, too, the triumvirate, the Bay Area media that joined the fray.
Unholy troika. No, the three reporters who cover the Warriors on a daily basis, Kyle Letourneau of the San Francisco Chronicle, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group, Anthony Slater of The Athletic, apologize to any of the other beat reporters who are out there because there's so many now. But we picked those three and talked to them about what's upcoming for the Warriors, what's upcoming as we head to the playoffs, who might the Warriors play in the first round of the postseason, all of that. And it's an interesting discussion because, you know, we're down to it. The final quarter of the season is right now, and it's going to be a blink of an eye. It's going to be mid-April, and the title hunt will be on.
Well, for that, we do encourage you to tune in to the show tonight, Beyond the Arc, in the Bay Area, 7 p.m. on 95.7 The Game. And with Tim Roy, I'm Lawrence Scott. Here from Miami, much more coming here on the road. This is Warrior Sound.